This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Now, depression is one of those tough health challenges that reaches people all over. And really, it's the number one prescribed medications are antidepressants right now in America. Staggering if you really think about it. But there's four ways to manage depression naturally that's out there that I want to get into. And pretty much across the board, most of the traditional medicine and even alternative side will agree to these. These are pretty much the basics, if you will. So, again, people go through ups and downs. And, I mean, again, determining what depression really is, there's a system to go through that, and your primary care physician can easily go through and detail that out to see if you really are just going through a tough time or if you might be facing a true side of clinical depression and might need medication or at least some of the natural methods to be able to get through it and bounce back. But 16 million adults is the statistic have had at least one major depressive episode in the past year. That's quite a bit. So individual suffering, we'll see some of these or even all of these. And one is sadness, loneliness, emptiness, irritability or frustration. Loss of interest or pleasure in normal activities is a big one. Now, sleep disturbances are big because you can have lower serotonin levels, and that low serotonin level can really be quite the challenge. And that's what, of course, the medications build up on are those levels. And the other is change in appetite or energy level. Pretty common. Trouble with concentrating on task, you know, losing focus, and thoughts of death or suicide. So if you start having those kind of thoughts, or even if you have a loved one that starts having these kind of thoughts, really get them help. I mean, at least get them to a family doctor, or at least a psychiatrist, someone, counselor, even somebody that can help them along the way. Now, a lot of the symptoms can be present typically or daily for 2 weeks and need to be consistent to be considered depression. And that's, of course, when you can look into some of the basic treatments. But here's some regular natural ways that are pretty widespread and well-known for supporting and managing depression. Number one, dietary changes. This is what I think makes the biggest change, personally. You change the nutrition in someone, and you begin to change and transform their body all the way around, because we're only as healthy as the foods that we eat, digest, absorb, and assimilate. And so if we're getting the right kind of foods, we can build the right kind of chemistry in the body. If we don't, then we're going to build the wrong kind of chemistry. It's all about biochemistry. That's the key. So we know for a fact that foods that are high in refined sugars, simple carbohydrates like, you know, the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, pastries, they cause a lot of spikes and drops in blood sugar levels. So this can lead to rapid mood changes, lower energy levels, and can worsen a lot of the depressive symptoms. B vitamins are another one. So they play a critical role in energy and mood. So the B6 is typically a cofactor, and it's the one you want to look at. There's different kinds. There's pyridoxine and there's pyridoxal-5-phosphate. The pyridoxal-5-phosphate, P5P, is the one that links really strongly to the neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, acetylcholine, and the like. So some foods that can really help with that. Sunflower seeds are fantastic. Bananas are great. Avocados are also a great source of vitamin B6. And again, you can also supplement, but your doctor can kind of guide you in that process. The other one is 5-HTP. So it's made from the amino acid tryptophan. So some studies have suggested that 5-HTP can be as effective as most antidepressant medications. So it still needs to be taken under the supervision of a physician. I'm a big, big fan of that. And you don't want to take 5-HTP if you're taking an SSRI, which is a pretty standard class of the antidepressants. Acupuncture, believe it or not, is the fourth one. And one study has compared acupuncture with antidepressant medication and found both to be equally effective. Those treated with acupuncture had to be treated for 6 weeks, and they reported improvement in symptoms. When considering acupuncture, remember to go to an experienced and licensed practitioner who has treated patients with depression before, and it may require multiple treatments. But again, if you don't have to do medication, I mean, medication's every day, right? So if you have to do acupuncture once a week or twice a week versus taking a medication that's going to alter your brain chemistry, kind of numb you out, and, you know, some people even report when they take the medications of, you know, they just don't feel like themselves, kind of feel numb, just kind of neutral with life, no ups and downs, but just kind of flat and neutral. So again, you've got to figure out, you know, where you are in the scheme of that and decide kind of the way that's going to go well for you. I can tell you that all four of these I've seen people get tremendous success with. People that were on medications, people that had gone through some really tough times. And if you go through a serious loss, like if you hit a major tragedy in life, someone that's been married for 40 years and you lose a spouse, or maybe it's a job you've had for 30 years and now you're in your latter years and you lose that security of that job, people can go through some really tough stages, and sometimes the nutrition and the natural way is not enough. And that's where those medications come in, and they make a big difference. They can really help support your body and get your brain to balance out so that you don't have, you know, the extreme thoughts of maybe death or suicide, or you can kind of live and function through it and press through. But then don't ever forget the prayer factor. Don't ever forget that. I believe, personally, you get somebody that you can walk through it with, pastor, a counselor, someone. There's also, I just believe, a lot of healing through that process, and people can help you in that. Of course, I believe God can carry you through it all the way. So check those out, because really, between dietary changes, the B vitamins, the pyridoxal 5-phosphate, the 5-HTP, which helps produce serotonin in the brain, and the acupuncture, some great options when you're dealing with depression. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Of course, you're listening to the show. One of the big keys that we love to talk about here on the show, it's you. This show's all about you. It's about taking you to the next level with your health and your life. So one encouragement I want to give you for sure, doesn't matter where you've been in your health. It doesn't matter if you've had blood sugar instabilities. It doesn't matter if you've had, you know, issues with diabetes or heart disease. Maybe you had a stent put in your heart or had a stroke or something to that level. Just know that today's a brand new day, that your choices today don't have to be the choices that you made yesterday. The body is amazing. The way it was designed is incredible, because our cells regenerate. The cells you have right now will regenerate, and the old ones die off, and you're constantly making new cells. That means that old liver cells and digestive tract cells and all the different pancreas cells, they're all fading off and new ones are forming. So what's amazing about that is that it doesn't matter about your past doesn't define you, but the choices you make now will determine the kind of health and the body that you're going to have years from now. So you can make a brand new choice today, make new habits, create new ways of taking care of yourself, and your latter years can be better than your current years if you make better choices. Coming up, we're going to jump in, grab more questions about your health. I see you waiting there, so hang tight. And also, we've got some social media we'll get into, and I've got some tips that you don't want to miss. Help
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty Health Share. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty Health Share for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty Health Share online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market and intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Now, I'm about to talk about something that's really interesting. I think women are better at this than men when it comes to it, but it's about being in the present for people in your life. And for really for anything, especially for your loved ones, because this is something that I think many people struggle with in different ways. So like all of us, we have full schedules. We can get into a place where you're doing three things at once, multitasking. Multitasking is definitely a better trait with women than men if you look at overall statistics. But when you give your attention to somebody, you need to give your attention to them. It's called mindfulness. And the idea of mindfulness is that life should be lived in the present, not thinking about what's happening tomorrow, what's happening 4 hours from now, especially when you're with people. It's one thing if you're by yourself and you're doing work and you're trying to make multiple things happen. But when you're with people, that's when it's very important to focus for what you're right in the middle of doing. So they did a study at, it's called the Center for Mindfulness and Medicine and Stress Reduction Clinic, and it was in Massachusetts, University of Massachusetts Medical School. But they said, here's the deal. They said, here's a couple things that'll help you stay focused in the middle of what you're doing. And you probably see this now. Somebody's on their cell phone, right? Smartphone, whatever. And they're working on that while they're talking to you and listening to music at the same time. You ever seen that? You ever go to a restaurant, see two people sitting at the table, right? Like maybe a date. And they're both on their phones whole time, even while they're eating, holding the phone in one hand and not even talking. I've seen people sit in a restaurant texting each other, not even talking, while they're working on things on the phone, right? So it's being in the present. It really tears me up when I see parents on their phones when they're with their kids. It's like, it's not a good thing. And the technology is great, but it's not great for relationships in a lot of ways. So it's one of those deals where being in the present is important, I think especially for parent-child relationships, but really for any relationship, and being in that place. So here's a couple things you can do to keep from multitasking and keeping people kind of alien, and or keep from alienating others, rather. When you start a task, imagine you're doing it for the first time. So be curious, feel sensations like you've never experienced them before, and focus. So you focus on being in the present. When you're overcome with emotion, you can take a step back and trace the emotion's origin and duration. Okay, mindfulness teaches that recognition that emotions are fleeting, which helps to reduce fear and anxiety. So if you get to a place where something else is causing you a lot of anxiety, for example, it may be financial stress, or you've got a work project that's due, or a school project that's due, but yet you're trying to spend time with someone. You know, that project or whatever's due or whatever the stress is or lack of whatever you don't have, you have to focus in the moment of who you're with or what task you're at and put that to the side. It does. It makes a huge difference. And I can tell you clinically, you can see this. A lot of people deal with anxiety and stress that they don't need to. I mean, it's brought on by themselves. Many times depression, a lot of times, is brought on by themselves. It's not just genetic. And a lot of times it's life happens, no doubt, but it can also be a trigger in that regard. So you want to immerse yourself in your immediate surroundings too, not what might be, not what was yesterday, not what just happened when you're driving in, not what might happen tonight, but in your immediate surroundings, where you are right now, so you can focus on that. That'll help. So just a couple little things that can really help bring everything more into perspective is a big key. Because being in the present for people in general, those you care about, those you work with, whatever it might be, makes a big difference. And it makes a big difference not just for whatever you're accomplishing in that relationship, but it makes a big difference to the other person, the person feeling special, for them knowing that you're focused on them. And again, that's a big deal. It's something I think we're losing a lot of today that we don't have as much of as we, say, had 5-10 years ago, for sure. And you're seeing it. 888-283-7272. Let's get over to Paul. Hi, Paul.
52-year-old former smoker with COPD, and I was hoping for a holistic approach to help complement, you know, the regimen they got me on, you know, with some inhaled corticosteroids and also some nebulizer treatments as needed. I'd sure appreciate any help you folks could offer.
Sure. I mean, I can tell you a couple things that really would help. COPD is, it's a challenge, okay? Because typically when you get COPD, it's like you're waiting your time before you pass on, right? They almost call it just a fatal condition. But the big thing about COPD that we're finding now, a lot of promise with COPD is stem cell therapy. And it's FDA cleared. It's not definitive studies that it completely will, you know, it's okay by all the different medical colleges, especially the American Lung. But, you know, it's one of those things that there are lung centers that are designed just for stem cell therapy, and they're getting great results. In Europe, they've been getting great results for a long time with it. It can repair and regenerate the tissue. Does it work for everybody? No. Are there amazing results that happen? Yes. And so stem cell therapy is a great option for somebody that has COPD. And again, it's not evidence-based yet. I do believe that after enough studies are done, though, it will be. Because it's just an amazing, amazing tool. Now, the other key is to make sure you're always constantly in a place where you want to keep inflammation down, right? So that's your eating habits. Eating habits are a big deal. So the anti-inflammatory-based diet, which is in my book, Empowering Your Health, check that out. You can find a good, simple, easy way to keep the inflammatory foods out of your system and keep it to a place where those kind of foods are at the greater part. And then, of course, the inflammatory type foods, processed foods, are very low. And again, with something like COPD, that's a big deal. I mean, that's kind of your foundation for all of that. Now, the other thing is L-taurine. All right, L-taurine is an amino acid that has been shown to repair and regenerate lung tissue specifically. So if you use L-taurine on a regular basis, it can help repair the lung tissue, and that's a big deal. Because they say once you quit any kind of smoking or whatever, take up to 8 years to repair, completely repair the lung. Stem cell therapy.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two men have been arrested for assaulting a Capitol police officer during the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. That officer, Brian Sicknick, later died. Julian Cater of Pennsylvania and George Tanios of West Virginia are charged with 9 counts and facing up to 20 years in prison. The men are accused of using a chemical spray against officers during the riot. The Senate has narrowly confirmed New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland to become the next Secretary of the Interior. The final vote was 51-40. Haaland will now become the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary. At least 3 people are dead and 6 more injured after a car drove up onto a sidewalk in downtown San Diego. Witnesses say the driver drove up onto the sidewalk and into a group of people under an overpass. Authorities say most of those people were homeless. The driver is being held on charges of vehicular manslaughter and driving under the influence. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Department of Homeland Security has dispatched FEMA to the southern border to assist in processing an influx of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the move over the weekend, saying the agency will be focusing on the influx of unaccompanied minors in Border Patrol facilities. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says that calling in FEMA is further proof of a disaster at the border. He tells Newsmax TV that there aren't enough resources to handle the number of people coming into the country.
It paints the picture of a crisis on that southwest border. You don't bring FEMA, their resources, and their expertise into a situation like this unless it is completely out of control. And so I think that's what we are seeing down there, not only with minors, but also with family units. They don't have enough not only facilities, but people to process these individuals, the amount of individuals that are coming over and being released into the interior of the country. So they're having to come up with a variety of different solutions, and that includes FEMA. They've also called for the DHS Surge Workforce, which is taking other parts of the department and redeploying them down to the border. The unfortunate part, Sean, though, is they're not redeploying people to secure the border. They are simply redeploying people to process these populations faster to again be released into the interior of the country.
And musher Dallas Seavey has won his record-tying 5th Iditarod Trail sled dog race. Seavey finished the shortened race Monday in 7 days, 14 hours, 8 minutes, and 57 seconds. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices you're making right now, they do matter. The good news is you can make better choices and do great. Check out the website. Have you ever heard of melatonin? All right, so melatonin is something that people take when they can't sleep. So if you walk down any vitamin aisle, you're going to see all kinds of sleep aids. Melatonin has been around for a long time. They say that American U.S. consumers will spend more than $437 million on melatonin supplements in 2017, which is up from $159 million in 2010. So there's a Nutrition Business Journal that gives us those stats. More than 3 million adults and 500,000 children take it. And what it does, I mean, if you have a hard time sleeping, melatonin is part of the serotonin pathway. So serotonin, if you ever heard of that, that's a big brain chemical that helps with depression. And so if taken at the right time, it can help induce melatonin, can help induce you into a deeper stage of sleep. So Australian experts called the increase in use among children alarming. And I would say that too. Because as a child, you should be able to, I don't remember having a hard time sleeping as a kid, ever. Like you just go all day long and you collapse. So a lot of people take it right before they go to bed as if it were a sleeping type pill. And Dr. Michael Bruce, who's a California-based clinical psychologist, specializes in sleep disorders, says it's not that simple. It works that way for some, but not for others. It was discovered in 1958, by the way. So it's a potent hormone naturally produced to regulate our circadian rhythm. And light is the switch that controls it. You know, one of the big keys about sleeping is at nighttime, if you really want to get into a good sleep pattern, you want to cut all the lights down. That's a big one. You maybe just leave a lamp light on. You really want the lights to be down because the brighter the light is, the more it's going to keep the pineal gland, which is the whole gland in the brain, fired up. The more it's fired up, the less you're going to sleep. So it's a big deal. Since the 1980s, though, the dietary supplement makers have built melatonin and made it into a lab, promising it as a sleep aid. It does for some, but not others. So there's been enough studies done on that. But melatonin does work for jet lag. It works from eastward travel, and they recommend taking about 0.5 milligrams of melatonin. And here's the thing. See, it comes in big milligram dosages. So some people are taking like 6 milligrams at a time. It's too much. Because your body produces it still, and you don't want to take enough to where it's going to shut down your own production. So 0.5 milligrams, 90 minutes before bedtime, in the place that you're going to. After a weekend of staying up late, you could do about 0.3 milligrams is a good way to look into that. So now the higher milligram dosages doesn't mean it's going to work better. Matter of fact, it can do the exact opposite. But we know that for the most part, long-term usage, if it's in small amounts, especially over the age of 40, can be done pretty well. The issue is for kids. That's the challenge. Whenever something happens, here's the deal. As you age, melatonin levels go down. So for somebody that's 45, 50, 55, and they're starting to have issues sleeping, first of all, 9 times out of 10 when you can't sleep, it's a magnesium deficiency. So by taking magnesium before bedtime, you may find that that does the trick. Because we're so heavily deficient in magnesium, and that relaxes all the cells in the body, and relaxes our system, our nervous system, and that's what causes us to sleep well. So that's one thing. But the other piece of it that's really interesting to see with melatonin is that after about the age of 40, we start decreasing the production naturally that we make. And melatonin is important for increasing growth hormone levels in the body. It's just vital for so many different aspects to be hit on. So that's one of the big keys you have to look at in something like this, is to make sure you get everything you need and not using too much of it. Now, melatonin, again, it can, and again, clinically, it's used extremely beneficial for people's sleep issues, but it doesn't work for everyone every time. You just want to keep low dosages. I'm not a big fan of the high dosages at all. You got to maintain exactly what's going on in your own body system and still allow it to produce what it needs to. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Jessica says to us, she says, my husband comes from a family where most of the men end up with Alzheimer's disease. And I know there's foods and different lifestyle methods that you can use. What can you do? Well, a couple things. Alzheimer's is now seeing a pretty strong rise, of course, in diagnoses. But it really comes down to what you eat on a regular basis. The foods that will help support the body with Alzheimer's, especially with any kind of neurodegenerative brain breaking down, for example, condition, is it really comes down to minerals. It comes down also to making sure your body's getting a little bit of everything you need with the healthy fats. So the healthy fats play a big role in protection. We went through that whole phase of low-fat, no-fat type diet. Everybody thinks that if you eat fat, you're going to get fat. It's not true. If you eat the right kind of fat, you'll actually get leaner, thinner, then you will gain the weight. So it's a lot of the excess carbohydrates that are doing that. But with Alzheimer's, they found that, almost 40 to 50% of your overall daily caloric intake, if it's dealing with healthy fats, then you're usually going to come out okay. So that's things like fish oil, avocados, nuts and seeds, whole eggs. Those are all extremely protective to the neurology, to the neurological system. So just a couple of things to think about for sure, because that's a major player, and it does. It makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes just like we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. Our team members can always help you find someone in your area to help, to really take you from where you are to where you need to be. Because you don't need to be stuck. You don't need to be in a tough place. You want to be where you can really thrive and you can really make it. And that's really what this whole thing is about. We want to help you get there. 888-283-7272. Let's get to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
So I've been struggling with a lot of small health issues over the last few years, a lot of fatigue, also depression and digestive problems. And I've tried a lot of different diets, like gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, and eat super healthy. I don't eat baked gluten-free stuff. A lot of quinoa and rice to supplement carbs and stuff. And constantly gaining weight. I don't have a thyroid problem. I just had it checked. I have a small case of hypoglycemia. I do have some food allergies. Nothing major, just kind of sensitive. So just wondering if I can get some advice on that. I've been struggling with this for at least like 10 years. I'm 25 now. So, yeah, it would be really great if I could get some answers. I'm really frustrated and confused.
I'm sure. Yeah, the thing is, Jenny, the thing is this. You have to look at when you've got multiple conditions going on like that. To get to the root cause, you usually got to step back and say, okay, what are the nutritional deficiencies? Like where did the body start breaking down in the first place? Especially because you're 25. And that's a big deal within itself. So it's figuring out, okay, you always start with the digestive tract. Everything starts there, right? Powers in the foods that you eat, all of that is vitally important. So the foods that we eat every single day, they matter. They make the difference. And they play the role. So you want to get down and figure that out. So I get some testing done with your physician to check. You want to eat in a way that cuts out a lot of the inflammatory pieces. So things like, and again, things that are not so much evidence-based that some doctors won't really agree with, but things like yeast and fungal issues that can build up from eating too much sugar or too much bread or too much pasta. It just happens. It can build up in the gut. And so by eating the right kind of foods for a period of time, it can clear those out and it can really help. So I would look at that piece first. And then the other thing is getting that blood work done, getting some lab work done to check the different, and have them run where it bases more on nutritional deficiencies, where they can see the different nutritional levels in the body. You've got to look at the regular labs first, of course. But then they can do things also like saliva testing. They can check for adrenal dysfunction. The adrenals are the body's stress glands, and if they're not working right, I mean, nothing's going to work right, right, for the most part. I mean, you'll be your body will be in a weakened state where it's not going to work that great. But I would also, overall, even things like stool samples, things that nobody would really think to check, I would get all that done so they can take a look and get a good comprehensive approach to where you really are. Because that's a lot of different things and variables. And usually once you do all those tests, it's like connecting the dots. And a great clinician can get in there and go, okay, well, this is affecting this. And they really understand the physiology. They'll get all that. They can tie it together and put it together, and it can make a difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. And we're here for you each and every day. Kelly in Arkansas, I'm obese, she says, type 2 diabetic, and have recurring kidney stones. So what can I do? All right, so for the kidney stones, a couple things. If you have them over and over and over again, it's a little bit of a key, something might be going on, right? So there's an acid called oxalic acid. And the oxalic acid is found in dark leafy greens, especially like spinach. And if you have a hard time breaking down oxalic acid, if you eat a lot of spinach, a lot of dark greens, then your body's going to struggle to break that down. That's how a lot of the kidney stones can form. They calcify. So if you have low vitamin D, high calcium, and eat a lot of oxalate-based foods, you can make those stones. Okay? So you might want to check into your diet just a little bit. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
You haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, you can easily find someone to take you. We've got a team member that can easily help. Just give us a call at 888-283-7272. So lowering blood pressure is a big deal. It's one of those topics that affects many, many Americans and those around the world. But there's a really cool alternative type treatment that might even be in your local gym that can help outside of the exercise equipment and the cardio equipment. But there's a great system called a sauna. And you probably walk right by it, see it, and don't really get into it that much. But studies showing more than 1,600 middle-aged men in Finland said researchers found that those who took sauna baths 4 to 7 times a week cut their risk of high blood pressure in half compared to once-a-week sauna bathers. So sauna bathing may decrease systemic blood pressure through different biological mechanisms. And a professor at the University of Eastern Finland said in the sauna, your body temperature rises, widening the blood vessels. And over time, this appears to improve the function of the inner inside layer of the blood vessels. The researchers explained sauna baths also remove fluid from the body through sweating, and it relaxes the body and mind, researchers added. So the research team used the data from follow-up on the men over age 22 during that time and found that it was about a 46% drop, so almost half overall. So think about that. Think about adding in sauna. I really like the red light saunas. They're great. Think about adding that in on a regular basis and what that can do for your overall health. Pretty amazing. So easy to do and really doesn't cost anything. A lot of times it's at a local gym. Many gyms have them now. Hotels have them. So when you're checked into a hotel, you should ask if they have a sauna. So very, very popular. 888-283-7272. Let's get on the phones and go to Abe. Hello, Abe.
I have high eye pressure. No other health ailments, blood pressures or glucose or anything, but I have high eye pressure, but yet 20/20 vision. And the only way I know to keep that pressure in a safer range is eye drops, and I want to get off them. I take one drop in my left eye, which has 20/20 vision. I don't know if anybody on the planet that knows of a way to get off those drops, but I'm willing to listen.
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, the miracles of medicine are in the middle, really happening right now. I'm amazed at what I'm seeing now in some of the research. But outside of keeping inflammation down through your daily lifestyle habits, which it sounds like you're in that path, which is good. One of the things is making sure you're doing an anti-inflammatory-based diet. Believe it or not, I think that's the core for many of the things that go on. I mean, eating equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low-glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then healthy fats, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of that is vital for your body to have everything that it needs. And once you have that foundation set, and once that's working well, then you can build another game plan. And I would look into this, okay, for that type of issue. you want to get a consultation with someone that's doing stem cell therapy, at least go look into it. Stem cell therapy is for repair and regeneration, even within the eyes. Okay, they're doing it now with macular degeneration, glaucoma. It's amazing the results that they're getting. Okay, and there's different types of stem cells. Okay, there's mesenchymal stem cells, which are the ones that they're typically using. You get those from the bone marrow, from the fat tissue, from amniotic fluid, from the cord of a mother. So those are multiple areas where they get the mesenchymal stem cells. And there's the embryonic stem cells, which, of course, have been said to not be used in the U.S. for a variety of reasons. So the mesenchymal stem cells are the ones that they're using therapeutically now in clinic settings. And it's regenerating, repair and regenerating cartilage, muscle tissue, connective tissue. It's amazing at what stem cell therapy is doing now. So I would definitely get a consultation. Talk to someone that is skilled in this area that is doing stem cell therapy and really look into that as a viable option to get you in a better position. Because you don't need to be stuck where you are. You really want to get to a place where you can do well. And the stem cell therapy is a great way to do that. So I would check in. If you need help, just give us a call. Our team members can help you find somebody in a particular area. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. We're here for you each and every day to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices we make every single day, they matter. They really do. You don't have to be stuck where you are. We want to see you do well, that's for sure. Our lifestyle providers can help, so make sure to give us a call. Chandra in North Carolina says, I have a wound that's not healing in my left foot, middle toe. The scab grows from about the size end of a cigarette to the size of a quarter. It kind of goes back and forth. I went to see the doctor. He said to soak it in Epsom salts, but it's still not healing. I went to a vascular surgeon, more tests done, and they said that circulation's the issue. I'm 73 and had a stroke when I was 56 on my left side. I don't smoke. What can I do? All right, so if it is a circulation issue, variety of things you can look at. But for circulation, there is, and especially when vessels are involved at any level, there's a root. And it's actually a leaf off of a root called rutin, R-U-T-I-N. Many studies have been done on this. Harvard has done some massive studies on it to find that it's invaluable in wound healing. Comfrey is another natural ingredient that you can use, and they make it in supplement form, paste, liquids. But comfrey is really great for wound healing in that regard as well. But you definitely need to have a good set of physicians or providers that are helping you walk through that. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, John Garrison, our engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You listen to the show, it helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.